about teaching something more than all this hatred? What about building? How do we grow? How do we find a place where we can all be equal? But look what we're doing, look what we've done. All of this killing, it's nobody's one. Black lies, white lies, this lies, hurt lies, but lies, all lies. And your lies. Cover up, it's just a disguise. And the sooner you know it, and you realize that all of your power is still within sight.
Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is your life doesn't matter. Yes, today's message is your life doesn't matter. Now, I know some of you people, when you were born, you think the whole world bowed down to you. Some of you people thought that you were really important and that the world should stop. Well, I'm here to give you a little wake-up call. And I'm here to tell you that your life doesn't matter. Now, I want you to hear me out before you start judging me. I'm telling you that your life doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to the world. It never did and it never will. You see, when you were born, you thought the world should bow down to you. You thought you were going to change the world. And you thought that you were somebody and you're going to rise to the top. And I'm here to tell you that your life doesn't matter and never did. You see, you've heard of Black Lives Matters or All Lives Matter. That is simply not the truth. You never mattered to the world. The world never gave a damn about you. They never cared about you, and they never will. So the first mistake that you thought that you were important. You were never important to the world. The world never cared about you. The world never will ever care about you. No, your life doesn't matter and never did. So let's test this, and some of you think when you were born, you're God's gift to the world. You see, you got to understand something. The world never did care about you. Your life never mattered to the world. You're just a number in all these billions of populations. And no, your life doesn't matter. So stop thinking that you matter. Now, I know this sounds pretty harsh, and this might sound mean. But what if I asked you a simple question? Let me ask you a question. Who won the Super Bowl in 1940? What would you say? What would you say to who won the Super Bowl in 1940? The truth of the matter is, you probably wouldn't know. You probably would say, this doesn't matter. Because the truth of the matter is, the quarterback who threw the winning touchdown pass in 1940, it doesn't matter to you. That man's life never mattered to you. It doesn't matter. It never mattered to you, did it? Well, the truth of the matter is, Chicago Bears won the Super Bowl. Who is the owner of the Chicago Bears in 1940? You don't know his name, do you? Because his life never mattered to you. How many children died at St. Jude's Hospital in the last 5 years? Can you give me a name of at least 10 of these children? The truth of the matter is, their lives never mattered to you. Can you name me at least 10 Vietnam veterans who died in Vietnam on the Vietnam Memorial Wall? Can you just name me 10? I mean, does their lives not matter to you? The truth of the matter is, you won't be able to name 10. Why? Because their lives never mattered to you. What about the graveyard in your town? Does their life matter to you? The truth of the matter is, you can't probably name me the names of the people who died in your own town. Why? Because their life simply doesn't matter to you. So what makes you think that your life matters? All you Black Lives Matter folks, I'm here to tell you, your life never mattered to the world. All you white folks, your life never mattered to the world. And all you Hispanics and Asians, your life never mattered to the world. Why do you say such a mean thing? Because you got to understand that Satan controls the kingdom of this world. Do not love the world or anything in the world, the Bible says. If anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in them. Again, if you love the world, if you want the world to say that your life matters, then you must love Satan. Your life never mattered to Satan, did it? You know, I don't know why people, I have to be honest, I always thought that nobody really ever cared about me. I always thought that my life never mattered. I grew up and I don't get applause, I don't get nobody interviews me, nobody cares or says good job. So throughout the years of my life, I've realized that my life never mattered. I knew my life never mattered to the world, and I knew my life never mattered. Because why? The world is evil with all the demonic Luciferian demons that have went into this world. You see, the Bible in Matthew 4:8 says, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. You see, Satan owns the kingdoms of the world. Now, whether you were just talking about the whole world, or maybe it was just the mountains of the Arabia, the country of Gilead, it doesn't matter, or the plains of Moab, or the plains of Jericho, or the river of Jordan, it didn't quite matter. The devil, he said, all these kingdoms I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. This was in Matthew. So signifying the world, the earth, or the land of Judea, it doesn't really matter. What we see here is that Satan owns several kingdoms of the world and all the governments under the three sons of Herod the Great, that Satan controls a lot of the kingdoms even today. Your life never really mattered to the world and never will ever matter to the world. I'm telling you, white lives don't matter, black lives don't matter. I'm telling you, Mexicans' lives don't matter, Asians' lives don't matter, Arabs' lives don't matter, and yes, the African tribe in the Congo doesn't matter. Why? Because it's really simple. This world will use you and spit you out. Your life never mattered. This world has an agenda. This world is moving a certain way. And your life never mattered. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why do not be conformed to this world? Why? Because the world is evil. All the customs and the fashions of the people who live, all the Gentiles, with all their powers and their form of godliness. Though some may think that they were mattered, some may think that they were special, the truth of the matter is, they never mattered. Do not be conformed to this world. Yes. Why? Because the spirit of this world follows Satan. All the pride, the luxury, the vanity, all the extravagance in dress, and all this righteous living, all this that happens now, they are unworthy to God. They are hateful in the sight of our Lord Jesus Christ. The truth of the matter is, no man has ever taken control of this world. Some people have thought they own the world, and ain't that something? You only get 120 years. No matter how much you got of this world, you got to let it all down. I'm here to tell you that your life doesn't matter and never did matter, so get off yourself. Why? Your life doesn't matter to the world. The world is run by Satan. I always wondered if my life really mattered. And at this point in my time, I have to say, who really gives a damn? I don't get the applause. My life doesn't matter. It might not matter to you bastards. It might not matter to you self-righteous pricks. No, it doesn't matter. And your life doesn't matter. But let me tell you who your life does matter to. And that is Jesus Christ. You see, your life does not matter to the world. So stop asking the world to make your life matter. Does that make sense? Stop going to the world for approval. Stop going to the world for applause or gratification. Get it in your head that your life never mattered, and when you were born, the world doesn't care. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Give me the name of the families in the Civil War. Just give me some names of families. Give me their first last names of the Civil War. What about their life? Does their lives matter to you? What about the names of the Indians that were massacred at Little Bighorn? Does their names matter to you? Most of you say no, they don't. I don't care. What about that child, that little Indian child that was massacred? What about the woman that was massacred? Did her life ever matter to you? Absolutely not. So why on earth do you think black lives matter? Why on earth do you think white lives matter? Your life doesn't matter, folks. What? Pastor Dean? Yeah, your life's never mattered. Yes, let's talk about Little Bighorn, the area where the U.S. Army 7th Cavalry and the Sioux and the Cheyenne and one of the Indians' last armed efforts to preserve their way of life. Here in 1876 of June of 25th, 263 soldiers died. What about their lives, including Lieutenant Colonel George Custer? Did their lives ever matter to you? What about the 1,000 Lakota and Cheyenne warriors that died? Did their lives ever matter to you? What about World War II veterans that died? Did their lives ever matter to you? You can't name them. Yes, you know about the soldiers, but you can't name just one particular World War II soldier, or even 10 of them. What about those that are on the Vietnam Memorial Wall? You can't even name one. Why? Because their lives never matter to you. What about the people who died in the Revolutionary War? What about the children and the wives that were sacrificed? Their lives never mattered to you. You don't know them. You can't name their names. And the truth of the matter is, your life never mattered to the world. You see, if Satan can't use you for his agenda in this world, then he doesn't care about you. But if you bow down and sell your soul to Satan, he's going to raise you to the ranks of a high position. Why? Because your life will matter to Satan temporarily before he disposes of you. That's why Satan always goes after the young. Why? Because Satan wants to use the young for his agenda. Yes, your life doesn't matter to the world, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus cares for your life. Can you tell me the names of the 120 people who died at Mount St. Helens volcano in the 1980s? What about the people who died in Hurricane Katrina? Did their life ever matter to you? Can you tell me the names of the veterans that are buried at Fort Custer National Cemetery in Battle Creek, Michigan? Did their lives ever matter to you? What about the missionaries who have been slaughtered and murdered overseas doing missionary work? Does their lives ever matter to you? Do you know the names of the people who died last night in your local hospitals? Did their lives ever matter to you? What about the child who died of hunger? Did that child's life ever matter to you? And what about millions who were murdered in genocide? Did their lives ever matter to you? You see, you can't even name these people. You can't even remember their names. Because they were here a short time and now they're gone. The Bible says your life is like a vapor. You're here for a short time and you're gone. So you thought that when you came to this world that you were unique? You thought that you were special? You thought that the world should bow down and worship you? Boy, I don't know what world you're from, because the truth of the matter is your life never mattered to this world. And I don't care what color you are, you have to accept the fact that your life never matters. And if you would die today, I don't believe so many people would cry for you. And I think if 100 years from now, not many people would ever mention your name. Why? Because your life doesn't matter. Boy, you're mean, Pastor Dean. Your life doesn't matter. And my life doesn't matter. We're only here for a short time. If you can get 120 years, your life never mattered to the world. Why? Because Satan goes to and fro the world. You see, this is Satan's world. Can you tell me all the lives that were taken in the San Francisco earthquake? You can't even name one name. Can you tell me about the ships and the sailors that died? The Sigmund Fitzgerald, the Andrea Gale. Can you tell me their names? Give me the names of every soldier that have died in battle. You cannot tell me their names because their lives don't matter. Yes, we have memorials, and yes, we honor them, but we don't know their individual names. But you think you matter, and you don't matter. You're just another face in the crowd. You all of a sudden think you're somebody, and you're going to change the world. I'm here to tell you the world doesn't want to be saved. Your life doesn't matter, and I know this sounds mean. Why? Because Satan controls this world. But your life does matter to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ cares for your life. And Jesus Christ in Psalms 37:5 says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do it. And in Psalms 40:17, since I am afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful to me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. The Bible says in Psalms 55:22, cast your burdens upon the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. In Matthew 6:25, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life or what you eat or drink or about your body or what you wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? The Bible says in Matthew 6:27, he who by worrying can add a single hour to your lifespan. You see, the truth of the matter is, all you Hispanics, all you Black Lives Matter, all you white, Asians, Arabs, Punjabis, African Native Tribals, you aliens, I'm sorry, your life doesn't matter. So even though your life never mattered to this evil world we live in, I have to say that your life does matter to Jesus, because Jesus cares for your life, and your life matters to Him and Him alone. And if you fear God, because God knows every hair that's on your head. The Bible says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them are forgotten by God? You understand that your life does matter to Jesus Christ. And your life matters to Him because He knows even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than any many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who confesses Jesus before men, then Jesus will also confess you before our Heavenly Father in Luke 12:7. All of a sudden, everybody wants their lives to matter, and I'm here to tell you, your life never mattered to this world. This world has an agenda. But your life does matter to Jesus Christ. Why? The Bible says, do not love the world and anything of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So why do you want people, why do you want the world to say that you matter? You never mattered to the world. The world never cared about you. The world is evil. Why? Because Satan controls the world. Yes, I'm here to tell you that my life doesn't matter to the world. My life, people in the world's not coming to my door. The world doesn't care whether I live or die. The world doesn't care whether I eat, if I don't. The world doesn't really give a damn about Pastor Dean. And I'm afraid that you have to get off your high horse. The world really doesn't give a damn about you either, and your life doesn't matter to the world. Now, I know the world's probably treated you pretty harsh. The world doesn't care. The world didn't really care about all the people that named somebody 200 years ago that died in the Revolutionary War. You can't name them because their lives never mattered to you. Name the families that was affected by the sinking of the Edmunds Fitzgerald in Lake Superior. You can't tell me that. Because their lives never mattered to you. Name me the Indians that died in Little Bighorn Battle. The Battle of Little Bighorn. You can't tell me that because their lives don't matter to you. You see? What about the families that tried to go across the ocean to have a better life for themselves? Their lives, and they died at sea. Their lives never mattered to you. And what about the children recently just got blown up in Yemen? Their lives never mattered to you. Because why? Because the world does never and has never cared about your life. But Jesus cares about your life. How do we make this world a better place? By caring about somebody's life. So, for all you Black Lives Matter folks, and I've seen those signs all around, if you want the world approval, I'm here to tell you that your life never mattered to the world. Bible says in Matthew 6:38, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Today has enough trouble of its own. You see, all lives matter to Jesus, but your life does not matter to the world. The world never cared a damn about you. Yes, I'm sorry to say it. Your life doesn't matter. And even Jesus' life didn't matter. They crucified him, did they not? Jesus' life didn't even matter to the world because they hung him on the cross. They crucified him. But he overcame the world. Yes, this world is full of godlessness. This world is full of godlessness, hatred. This world does not care about your life. But if you turn to Jesus Christ today, and you accept Jesus into your heart, and you believe that He was raised from the dead, Jesus cares about your life. Don't try to seek approval from the world. No, your life doesn't matter. Seek approval from Jesus Christ because your life matters to Jesus Christ. I want you to think about something. Really, how much does your life really do matter? Your life, so many people try to seek approval from the world, and I'm here to tell you, you're here only a short time as a vapor. Your life never really mattered to the world. And if you're lucky, you might get a gravestone with your name chiseled on it. That's probably the only remembrance that people will ever remember of you. I know it's sad. But your life never really mattered to the world. Even all these Indians and all these soldiers that are now dead, do they really matter? Do you really remember their names? Go take time. Walk through the graveyard. Think about these lives. Walk through a cemetery of fallen soldiers. Think about their individual lives. Let's remember their lives. Let's make their lives matter too. We need Jesus back in America because all lives matter to Jesus. And if you want your life to matter today, then bring Jesus Christ back in America. Because all lives matter with Jesus Christ. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Yeah. Your life matters.